Are you satisfied that you are going to be held accountable to be the teacher? Does that seem to be there? Does that seem to be reasonable that as the male you're going to be accountable to be the teacher? Okay. If that's the case, if you're going to be held accountable to be the teacher anyway, would you like to learn how to become a good teacher? An effective teacher. Would you like to learn that? Sure. Right. May as well give it a shot. I have good news for you here. Saturday morning's all good news. I have good news. If you want to learn how to become a godly and a good teacher, I am able to explain to you how to become a godly teacher. I can explain it to you totally in a way that you can understand, in a way that you can apply, and I can do it all in 30 seconds. Isn't that neat? If I could do that, would that be great? Actually, I can do it in 21 seconds, but I don't like pressure. So we'll take just 30 seconds, all right? You can start your watches. Because become a godly teacher, you only need to learn one thing, and that is how your troops or your loved ones learn. And they learn in one and only one way. What is it? They learn only by example. Therefore, to become a good and godly teacher, all you have to do is clean up your entire life. Stop your watches. That's it. Gentlemen, I have done it. Do you understand? I have literally explained to you how to become a good and an effective godly teacher. Because all you have to do is learn one thing, and that is that your troops learn only by example. There's no other way they learn. It's by example. Therefore, all you have to do is clean up your life, and you'll be a godly teacher. That's it. Now, that was simple, wasn't it? Shall we move on now? That page is through, wouldn't you say? Let me give you an illustration of how that works out. I once had a German Shepherd pup, fine little dog. When the dog grew up to be ready to be trained, one of my friends came to me and said, "Hey, look, would you like to train that dog to hand signals?" I said, "Well, I don't know. What does that mean?" He says, "It means that you would never have to say a thing to the dog. You could just give hand signals, and he would do everything that you wanted." I said, "Well, that sounds pretty neat. Is it possible to do that?" And he said, "Sure, no problem." He says, "I train bird dogs all the time. We're in the field. Quite often the wind is against us, and so they can't hear us, so we have to use hand signals." I said, "Oh, that's neat. Well, can I do it?" He said, "Oh, no problem." He said, "You're going to be doing it anyway." I said, "Really? What do you mean?" He said, "Well," he explained, "what happens is, whenever a human is training a dog, normally the human, when he gives a signal, gives a command, he normally gives the same signal. If you want a dog to sit, you normally say something like, 'Sit, dog, sit.' And what does every human do in the world when he wants a dog to roll over? Roll over, roll over." He pointed out to me that humans are extremely well trained. All right? Really? So he said, "All you have to do is be consistent in your hand signals and your verbal signals. Just do that. The dog is not listening to what you're saying. He's watching what you're doing." He said, "Just be consistent, and the dog will then do what you tell him to do or what you show him to do. It won't matter. He'll go by either way." Well, I thought that was pretty neat, and so I did it. And the dog, it worked out just marvelously. He became well-trained. The dog grew up into an 85-pound German Shepherd. I mean, ears alert, broad chest, black and tan, 85 pounds of rippling muscles. Beautiful animal. Well, he was perfectly trained. I used to like to take him to the parks around here on Saturdays, and what I'd like to do, I'd take him there in the van and go around and open the door, and the dog would come leaping out of the van and go running into the park. It was great. All the mothers would be in there with their kids and say, "There's a wolf! There's a wolf! Get that wolf out of here!" And they'd grab the little kids and they'd run behind the trees, you know? I love it. The dog would run out there and they'd shake their fist. "Get that wolf out of here! Get that wolf!" Now, I have a weird way of entertaining myself, perhaps. But anyway, I would do this. Now, I'd let the dog run out about 200 yards. He's looking behind him like he's been trained to do, and all of a sudden, he'd get about 200 yards out there, and I'd just hold up my hand like that. The dog would stop, turn, and come running back toward me. I'd let him get about 100 yards from me, and I'd hold up my hand like that, like a policeman. What would he do? He'd stop. And then I'd just point at him like that, and the dog, he'd sit down 100 yards away. I'm not saying a thing. And then I'd just put my hand down like that, and the dog, he'd lie down. And then I'd hold my hand up again like that, and the dog would jump up and come running toward me. I'd change him to dance and everything. It was really great. Well, 5 minutes later, all the mothers had the kids around the dog. "Nice doggy, nice doggy. Pat the nice doggy, you know?" Kind of amazing to me. 5 minutes earlier, he'd been a wolf, and now he's a nice doggy, right? The difference was I'd never seen anybody so well trained, the dog so well trained. Now, what I'd like you to do is remember that story. That story is telling you how people learn. Your troops are learning just like that dog. They're not listening to what you say. How many of you have figured out that your kids are not listening to what you say? Anybody figure that out? They're not listening to what you say. No, they're watching what you do. And guess which one they're going to follow, what you say or what you do? What you do. Just remember that dog. When you want to know how you're going to teach your kids, you are teaching them totally by what you do. All right? Now, let me ask, did Jesus teach by example? Was teaching by example important to him? You bet it was. He even said it. One time he said, "You call me Lord and Master? Well, you are right, for I am the Lord and Master. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash the feet of one another, because I have left you a what? An example that you do as I do." In fact, if you go throughout the letters of the New Testament, and Paul and Peter and James and John and things like that, I don't think there's anything that you can show me in the New Testament that we are told to do that I can't go back to the Gospels and show you that what? Jesus did it.
as he was walking this earth. I don't think anything that you and I are told to do, he didn't do. That's one reason why I like the Gospels, because I see Jesus doing everything that I'm supposed to do. Did Paul teach by example? The answer is yes. We won't look at it right now, but in 1 Corinthians 4, 16, or thereabouts, he had been discussing with them about which teachers they were following. This teacher, that teacher, and he'd been having a logical discussion about which ones they were.